the battery pack is to turn the power off on the handy talkie. So push the power switch for 1 second to turn the power off. Then up near the top, there is a push to battery release forward and pull the battery pack upward with the transceiver facing you. There are a number of battery packs available. One is just simply a blank case for putting in AA batteries. It would require 6 of them, and they recommend an alkali type. Those are a non-chargeable type of battery. That's a dry battery. Those are not rechargeable. They are called the BC-144 or the BC-121. That's the battery pack that's not available. The battery pack number is called a BP-208. BP-208. The next one they list is the BP-209. It's a 7.2 volt, 1100 milliampere hour. If you're using a BC-146 charger, it would take 12 hours to charge it. If you're using the quick charger, the BC-144 or the BC-121, it's only 1.5 hours. The operating time listed is 7.5 hours. Then we have the BP-210. It's also a 7.2 volt pack, but it's a little heavier, a little huskier, 1650 milliampere hour. If you use a BC-146 charger, it will take 18.5 hours to charge. If you use the quick charger, the 144 or the 121, it would take only 2 hours to charge, and the operating period is 11 hours. Then we have the BP-222. This is also a 7.2 volt battery pack, but it is a much smaller, 600 milliampere hour. In the charging time there is 6.5 hours, and if you're using the quick charger, it's only 1 hour, and the operating period is 4 hours. They specify here the operating periods are calculated under the following conditions: transmit, receive, and standby. So they're talking about 5, 5, and 90 using the power save function, and the auto setting is activated. Operating period depends on the alkaline cells used, so there's another thing for you. They have a caution here with batteries. Never short the terminals of the battery pack or charging terminals of the transceiver. Also, current may flow into nearby metal objects such as a necklace, so be careful when placing battery packs or the transceiver in handbags and so on. If you're carrying it with placing it near metal objects such as a necklace, that would cause shorting. This could damage not only the battery but also the transceiver. Never incinerate used battery packs. Internal battery gas may cause an explosion. And another caution is never immerse the battery pack in water. If the battery pack becomes wet, be sure to wipe it dry before attaching it to the transceiver. And clean the battery terminals to avoid rust or miscontact. Keep the battery contacts clean. It's a good idea to clean battery terminals at least once a week. Now, if your battery pack seems to have no capacity even after being charged, you should completely discharge it by leaving the power on. And that ends Chapter 3. That one was on battery packs. We remind you that the way the CD is laid out, you can go to any portion of any chapter that you wish and review it. Okay, that ends Chapter 3. Let's take a short break, and we'll see you back here a little bit later.